Golden Daf Tzadik Vov Mabez. Yeah, Samuel was Shaila again. We want to find a man Diyoma that holds that Shabbos is not called, Shabbos is as man Tfilin. That you have a chiv to wear Tfilin even on Shabbos. Who's the man Diyoma? So, more to say now, Ella, the fourth line, Ella Hai Tanahi, it goes according to this Tana. The Tanya we learned, Ha Moitzei Tfilin. If somebody finds Tfilin in the street on Shabbos, is machnisin zug zug, you're allowed to wear them, one shall rush and one shall yad, wear them and bring them home in the house and then go out and do it again. But here the Brisa says, echorish, whether you're a man, the echorisha, whether you're a lady, is echor hachadoshes, echot chadoshes, whether they're a new pair of tefillin, the echot yeshonis, whether they're old pair. It's not like our Mishnah says that new ones, you don't have a right to wear. Like we'll soon see, because we're afraid maybe it's a kameya, maybe it's on an ornament. No, this is Ramea Shittim. He owes even new ones, still, Yinemon, Zavada, it's filling, and you have a right to wear them home. But the Chiddush is, even an Isha is also allowed to wear it home. We have Yehuda, Oise, Bechadoshes. Yehuda holds no. A new pair of tefillin, you're not allowed to wear. Umate, Yeshonis. An old pair of tefillin, then we know Vada, it has Kedushas tefillin. Then there's a bezoyan to leave it in the street on Shabbos, so you're allowed to wear it home. Mashenk and a new pair, we're afraid maybe it's not really tefillin, maybe it's only a kemeya, only an ornament, and therefore you have no kedusha, you're not allowed to wear it home. But our kopon is on the Gemara, ad kan le pligi ele bechadoshes. There's only a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda whether a new pair of tefillin are you allowed to wear it home or not. That Rabbi Yehuda holds like our Mishnah that we're afraid maybe it's not tefillin. Maybe it has no kedusha to it, therefore you're not allowed to wear it home. Or ela bechadoshes, the yeshonis. That's the machlokes. Whether you're afraid a new pair of tefillin is an ornament, not real kedushas tefillin. Avul beisha loy pligi. But both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda moida that even an isha, even a lady, if she finds the tefillin in the streets on Shabbos, she's allowed to put them on and wear them home. Is the chura shema minu? From here we have a raya that mitzvah asay shaloi hazman gromu. The reason why Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both hold that even an Isha is allowed to wear the tefillin on Shabbos and take them home, because you have to say an Isha is also mechuyiv to wear tefillin. Why are they mechuyiv? Because tefillin is called the mitzvah sashay shaloi hazman drumam. It's not totally in any specific time. Any time you have to wear tefillin. The chol mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman groma, any mitzvah that's not told in a special zman, a special time, but any time you have the mitzvah, is the klal noshim chayovis, that noshim are also mechuyiv to do the mitzvah. So here, it's a raya that these two, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, hold that Shabbos is a zman mitzvillin. Huadin Laila is also a zman tefillin. Therefore, you're always mechuyiv to wear tefillin. Day and night, Shabbos for Yom Tif. Therefore, even an Isha is mechuyiv to wear tefillin. Therefore, if an Isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear it home. Mashmo, in the way we hold halacha, that noshim apota from wearing tefillin, we all know that Shabbos is not a zman tefillin, then halacha would be an Isha would not allow to wear the tefillin home. Because since an Isha in the weekday never wears tefillin, there's not a chiyuv for it to wear it, for an Isha wouldn't be called a tachshit. It would be called a masli. It's true that she's carrying something she's not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Therefore, since we say that according to Ramein of Yehuda, even an Isha, if she finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear them and take them home, it's a raya that they are also mechuyiv in the mitzvah tefillin. Therefore, since they wear tefillin in Isha, if they're allowed to put it on Shabbos also, because this man, the Yom, they have a chiyuv to wear it. So, pshita, they're allowed to wear tefillin even on Shabbos. Therefore, they're allowed to wear it home. So that's the raya that Ramein of Yehuda both hold, that Shabbos is a zman tefillin. You're mechuyiv to wear tefillin even on Shabbos. For the Gemara, no, what's the raya? For the Gemara, Vidilma, maybe not like that. Vidilma, sova lo kareb yaisi. Maybe both remain of you to hold really an isha is potter from wearing tefillin. Because really, I tell you, Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. Like we hold halacha. You only wear it on days that need an ice. Mashenke and Shabbos has its own ice. You don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, since it's totally in a zman, noshim takara potter. They don't have to wear tefillin. If the potter, why can Isha put on tefillin on Shabbos and wear it home? The Teretz is, they hold like Rabbi Yosi. The Yoman, Noshim, Soim, Ches, Rishus. That Rabbi Yosi, Shitir is, even though mitzvah, Aseh, Shazman, Gromon, that an Isha is potter, she has no chiyuv to do the mitzvah, But if they want to, they're allowed to do it. So in the Pshat, the Torah says they have no chiyuv to do it. But if they want to, they're allowed to. Just like tefillin, just like lulav and shofar, noshim do it, even though they're potter, they do it because they're samchis reshus. So maybe that's the same reason why Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold they're allowed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Not because they're mechuyev to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but because they hold up Rabbi Yossi Shita that if they want to, they're allowed to. So according to Rabbi Yossi, since if an isha wants to, she's allowed to do it, and she has a key with the mitzvah, therefore when they put on tefillin on Shabbos, it's not called their stam carrying something, it's called a tachshit, it's called like a malbush for them. Because when they wear it, they are mekayim the mitzvah. And the Gemara, no. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara, loy salka daitich, don't think like this. The loy Rabbi Meir sovel like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yossi Shita. In other words, he holds any time a mitzvah that an isha is potter, they're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Fakert, if they do the mitzvah, they're over about Taisif. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. And who adin v'loy Rabbi Yehuda sovel like Rabbi Yossi. Who adin Rabbi Yehuda also does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if an isha would be potter from wearing tefillin, if she would wear it, she'd be over lav about Taisif. Therefore, if an isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she would not be allowed to wear it home. So how come Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both say that an isha is allowed to wear the tefillin home? Elamai, you have to say that they both hold Shabbos is a zman tefillin. Therefore, there's a mitzvah saseh, shaloi hazman drumon. You're always mechuyev to wear tefillin. Therefore, even an isha has a chiyev to wear tefillin. Therefore, if they find it in the street on Shabbos, they're also allowed to wear it home. Now, what's the raya that they do not hold like Rabbi Yossi? So tomorrow, loy Rabbi Meir sovelok Rabbi Yossi. I bring your raya that Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, or in Erechin, ein ma'akfin esatinoikes militkoya. We don't stop children from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's a Yom Tov, and Stam Azoy on a Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow the shofar. It's an Issa Midrabonim. But I call upon him on Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah to blow the shofar, so you don't have to stop the kids from blowing the shofar. The pshat is them a chuyiv in chinuch, so if they have a chuyiv mitzvah chinuch, they're also allowed to blow the shofar for themselves on Rosh Hashanah. Of the dia, konoshim akfin. But an isha, if she goes to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, we have to stop her. You have to stop an isha, she's not allowed to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because shofar is a mitzvah saseh, she's a man groma. The mitzvah only comes once a year, Madiraisa, on Rosh Hashanah. Madirabon is 2 days, but Madiraisa is only 1 day. So since the mitzvah only comes at one time, it's a mitzvah saseh, she's a man groma, the noshma potter. Now since they're potter, so therefore if they blow, they're not making the mitzvah at all. So therefore, it's an issa for them to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So you have to stop the noshim from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now, a stam mes nisin is Rameya. A stam mishnah goes according to Rameya. So according to Raya, Rameya does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, even though an isha is potter from blowing the shofar, but if she wants to, she is allowed to blow the shofar because she has the kima mitzvah, like we do. An isha listens to the shofar, and she has the kima mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, they should be allowed to blow the shofar also in Rosh Hashanah. Why does Rabbi Meir, the Stam Mishnah, say an isha is not allowed to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Elamai Tzaraya, Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. He holds since shofar is a mitzvah saseh shas man groma, and noshim apotter, they're potter from the mitzvah, is the pshat, if they do the mitzvah, it's an avera, they're over Baal Taisif. Therefore, an isha is not allowed to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, because you're not doing a mitzvah. If you're not doing a mitzvah, there's an issur of the rabbanon to blow the shofar, just like on a regular Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow the shofar. So this is a raya, Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Another raya now, v'loy Rabbi Yehuda, sovelok Rabbi Yossi. Also, Rabbi Yehuda also does not hold from Rabbi Yossi Shita. What's the raya? The Tanya, we learned it in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael v'somach. That when you bring a korban, there's a mitzvah for the Bailam to make a smicha. Smicha means you have to put your hand on top of the head of the behemoth and press down. That's a mitzvah smicha. So we dash in B'nai Yisrael, mashm only the children, the zcharim, the men. We dash in B'nai Yisrael, soimchin. Men have a chiyav when they bring a korban to make a mitzvah smicha. V'ein B'nai Yisrael, soimchis. But an isha lady, they have no chiyav, they're not allowed, they have no chiyav to make smicha. That's a Tanakama. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they both say that noshim soimchis reshus. An isha, if they want to, they're allowed to. Soimchis reshus. They have reshus. If they want to, they're allowed to. So So Chur, you see it's a machlekes. The Tanakhama says no, Anisha is not allowed to make semicha, and Rabbi Yosi says yes, even though they're potter, but if they want to, they're allowed to do it. And we'll halacha hold like Rabbi Yosi. The Kopon of the Tanakhama, he holds no. They hold that only a man is allowed to make a semicha, and not Anisha. Anisha is not allowed to do semicha. Now Stam Sifro, who's the Stam Tanakhama in the Sifro? That's in Teres Kanim in Vayikra. Mani Rabbi Yehuda. That the Stam Sifro goes a little bit to Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Noshim are not allowed to do a mitzvah saseh shizman gromo. Therefore, Nisha is not allowed to do smicha if she brings the korban. So mainly we have a raya now, Rabbi Yehuda has to hold that Shabbos is a zman tefillin. Because Rabbi Yehuda before said that if an Isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear them and bring them home. Now the question is, if they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, it's an avera for them to do it. It should be called a matzah, they're carrying it. Why is an isha allowed to wear the tefillin home? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda has told that Shabbos is a zman tefillin. Therefore, tefillin is a zman, is a mitzvah sasei shein a zman grama. There's no time that you put off in the mitzvah tefillin. Therefore, even an isha has a chiyuv to wear tefillin. Therefore, it's good what Rabbi Yehuda says. If an isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear it. Because when she wears it, she's mekayim the mitzvah. She has the chiyuv to wear tefillin. So now you see a raya of Yehuda and Remeya both hold that Shabbos is considered a zman tefillin. So the Maran Nudin. Omer Rebbe Loza, ha-moitzei tcheles b'shuk, if somebody finds tcheles, that's the blue wool, a wool dyed blue, that you think it's kosher for tzitzis, you find it in the street, is l'shoinois tzulis. You find some strips, like a tongue, a strip of this blue wool, you should know it's possible to use for tzitzis. When that money wasn't dyed l'shmo, the halacha is, if you want to use wool for tzitzis, b'frat tcheles, it has to be woven l'shmo, and it has to be dyed l'shmo, so you have to put the blue, the dam chalazin l'shmo. If you stam find the blue wool in the street, you have to be choshed, maybe it wasn't done l'shmo, it was done l'shem to make begodim, and you can't use it for tzitzis. Ma'ashenkein chutin k'sherim. If you stam find strings of blue wool, the wool dyed blue, that's kosher, then you're allowed to use it for tzitzis. For the Gemara Maishno, what's the difference? Maishno l'shoinis. Do you amradaita the glima tzavinu? Why do you say if you find a whole tongue, a whole string, full of the blue wool? We say it's possible for tzitzis, because mistam the person dyed it. Almanas uses for a beggar to make clothing out of it, not for tzitzis, of a zoi chutinami, name or dyed the glima tzavinu. Say the same story, even if you find a string, even just one string. So what? Well, what's the rai he did l'shem tzitzis? Maybe he made it blue, he dyed it blue, l'shem to make a blue coat? And for the Gemara b'shezurin, we're talking about the string was twirled. That's the loch of tzitzis, has to be shezurin, it has to be twirled around, twirled together. For the Gemara shezurin nami neimo, adaita the shift of the glima, aifinu. That people also make a twisted string when they want to make like the hem of the beged. The shift of the glima means like the hem. The end part of the beged, they also twirl the strings there. So even though the string is twirled, how do you know he did it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? Maybe he did it on l'shem beged. And for the Gemara b'mufsokin, we're talking about you find a bunch of small strings. In other words, usually you make one long string of wool. Here you found the strings cut up. Is why was it cut up? Is the kulei hai vadil tarchiinchi. A person will not bother himself so much to cut up the strings if you didn't have das to make it l'shem tzitzis. If you still wanted to use it to make a beggar, to make a clothing out of it, you leave the long string the way it is. Since you found the string cut up, it's a raya, the person zicha cut it up to make tzitzis with it. And therefore it's kosher, you're allowed to use these blue strings for your mitzvah tzitzis. Omar Rova, Frekdova Kasha, v'chiyodam toirech lasos kimeyo kimin tefillin. Now the Kasha now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if you find a new pair of tefillin, you're not allowed to wear them home on Shabbos. Why? A new pair of tefillin, you have to be afraid. Maybe the people made l'shem kimeya. They made it stand for an ornament. If you're sick, it's a refuah. That's why they made it. They didn't make l'shem mitzvah tefillin. They made it stand l'shem refuah. Therefore, it has no kedusha. That's what the Mishnah says. So Rav asked the Kasha, does a person bother himself so much to make mamish a pair of tefillin? It's very hard to make tefillin. Just for kimeya. Like for kimeya, an ornament stam, take a piece of parchment, that's all. Do you have to mamish form it with four batim? We learned in our Mishnah, Bameh Devar Mamurim, when does the Mishnah say if you find tefillin in the street, you're allowed to wear them home on Shabbos, be yishonis. Only if they're an old pair of tefillin, but a new pair of tefillin, potter, you're not allowed to wear them home. Why? Because we're afraid they're not, they have no kedusha tefillin. Maybe they were stam made l'shem kumeyim. So just like you see here by tzitzis, we say you find the strings cut up, it's kosher, because the person doesn't bother himself so much. So why don't you say the same for our Mishnah also? A person should not bother himself so much to make a kumeyim, to make an ornament looking like tefillin. So if you find something that looks like tefillin, we should be 100% sure that it is tefillin. Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira said, Amar Rav Zeira li'ava brei, Rav Zeira said over to his son, Ava, puk tani luhu, go learn, and now Mishnah like, go learn, ha'moitzit cheles b'shuk, if somebody finds this blue wool in the street, is l'shayne tzulim, if it's a whole strand full of, a strap full of, a string full of wool, then it's possible. Because we said the person dyed it to make a beged, and not l'shem tzitzis. Of the chutin, mufsokin, ksherim. But if you find cut up pieces of string, then it's kosher to make yuzah for tzitzis. L'fi she'nodem torah. Because the person doesn't bother himself so much. So what do you mean to answer him? That ain't a chnam l'churi, you're right. Something that's very hard for a person to do, we never want to do l'shem mitzvah. Obama Ravas, Ravas said back, still is not answering the question though. Omishum the Tony Lo Ava Bray to Reb Zera, keep a tolile, because good Reb Zera taught his son Ava this way. So keep a tolile like you're gonna hang or Esha the Magolius, or else the Zomim you're gonna hang earrings with it. In other words, so what? So Reb Zera taught his son that way. Of the Biyotanan, I still have my Kasha Shre now Mishnah. Biyotanan, we learned in our Mishnah. But mad the Bar Mamurim, when do we say if you find film in the street, you're allowed to wear them home on Shabbos, the Yeshonis? Only if they're an old pair of tefillin. Avol bechadoshes, but if they're a new pair of tefillin, is potter. So Rav still has the kasha in our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say if you find a new pair, you're not allowed to wear them home? Because you have to be afraid maybe the person made it, l'shem kimeya, stand for an ornament. Why does a person bother so much to make such a type of an ornament? That was Rav's kasha. Elo, so Rav's teretz is, Elo my Rav. Torach v'loy torach tanoihi. If you say a person works so hard to make something that looks like tefillin, l'shem kimeyanat. It's machlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned. Ha'moitzi tefillin. If somebody finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, machnisin zug zug. You're allowed to wear them home one pair at a time. Echor ish v'echor isha. Whether you're a man or whether you're an isha, lady, still you have a heter to wear them home. Echod chadoshes v'echod yishonis. Whether they're new, whether they're old, still you're allowed to wear them home. Divin Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Shita. Senech Namis, you see, according to Rebbe Meir, this svara, that even though they're a new pair, we're not afraid maybe they were made l'shem kimeya for an ornament. Because people don't bother themselves so much to make such a type of an ornament that's mamish like tefillin. So Rebbe Tak holds like Rebbe Meir svara. But Rebbe Meir holds this svara, a person doesn't bother so much to make something to look like tefillin. Therefore, if you find something looking like tefillin, it's 100% a pair of tefillin, and it has kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to leave it in the streets on Shabbos, you have to wear it home. Rabbi Yehuda Issa, though. Rabbi Yehuda Issa b'chadoshes. If you don't know, if you find a new pair, you're not allowed to wear them home. We have to be afraid that a person does bother himself to make an ornament look just like a pair of tefillin, just l'shem refuah. Omate b'yishonis. But he's only Matthew to wear home an old pair. Alma, what do we see here? That it's a machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Masov atarach inish. Rebbe Yehuda holds a person does bother himself so much to make an ornament looking just like tefillin. Or masov atarach inish. And Rebbe holds enechnami. A person doesn't bother himself so much. Therefore, even if you find a new pair of tefillin, still you're allowed to wear them home. So Rav like this miyashiv is taka machlokes tanoim. Right. But now that Avua de Shmuel, the son of Rav Yitzchok, taught us like this, Elohen Yishonis, he taught us like this, you know what's called new tefillin? It doesn't mean a chil between new and old, whether it was used a long time or not. Now you know what the difference between new and old is? What's called new? Yishonis. Well, what's called old ones? What's called old ones? Kol Shiesh Bam Ritsuais Omukusharis. We're talking about a half strap that has a ritzuas on the tefillin, and you have a kesher also. The knot is made. You have the kesher on the shorosh, therefore poshut geret. If you find this tefillin on the street, that it has a knot already, so you're allowed to put it on, because by putting it on, like that's called a derech malbush. That's the way you're wearing it. That's called chadoshes. That's called Yishonas. That's called old ones. What's called Chadoshes, that's also to wear them. What's called new ones? It doesn't mean like it was never used, it looks brand new. No, Chadoshes means Yesh Bem Ritzuos V'loy Mekusharis. It means that it has Ritzuos, there are straps in the tefillin, but they're not tied up. You don't have the Kesher in the Sharosh. The Sharosh just has the straps through it, but there's no knot there. So Lamaisi, you can't wear it now on Shabbos. Because without making a knot, that's not the Maisa Mitzvah. The Mitzvah to wear tefillin is only if you have a Kesher. And we'll soon see you're not allowed to make a Kesher on Shabbos. So therefore, you can't wear it home, because Poshet Geret, you have no way of doing the Maisa Mitzvah. Like, the only reason why it's called a Tachshit is because that's the way you do the Mitzvah in the middle of the weekday. So by wearing it on Shabbos, it's called a Tachshit. But if it doesn't have a knot on it, that's not the way you wear it in the middle of the weekday. So according to Avuah de Shmuel, it's a new Svara. New ones and old ones, there's no suffix here that maybe it's a chameleon. Everybody holds it's vadai tefillin. The only shaila is lemaisa. Can you wear it home or not? If it has a knot on the sharosh, you can wear it home. If it doesn't have a knot, you can't do anything. You can't make a knot now in Shabbos, so you can't wear it home. So the Gemara, the kula, like this pshat is, the kula yalm everybody holds, loitorach inish. That no, everybody holds a person does not bother himself so much to make an ornament to l'shem refuah, to heal you, to make it look like tefillin. Therefore, if you find a pair of tefillin, pshita 100%, it was made l'shem kedushas tefillin, and it has kedusha on it. Now, why does the Mishnah say a new pair you can't wear home? Because a new pair means you don't have a knot in the sharosh. There's no knot, so therefore you can't wear it home. You can't stop carry it, there's an itzi d'oraisa. The only heter is to wear it the way you do the mitzvah. Now, if it doesn't have a knot in the sharosh, you can't wear it the way you do the mitzvah. Shrat the Gemara, why not? Why can't you make a bow? True, it's also to make a kesher. A kesher, not allowed to make a kesher on Shabbos, it's an itzi d'oraisa to make a kesher. But I call upon him, stop make a bow. You're allowed to make a bow on Shabbos. So why do I care if you find it's tefillin that the ritzuas doesn't have a kesher, there's no knot in the sharosh? So what if there's no knot? Now on Shabbos, go make a bow. A bow that's oimed afterwards, when you take it home, you'll take out the bow. So it's not a bow that you're going to make shor kayoma. It's mutter to make it. So why can't you make it tefillin this way? Rav Chizda says, Zoysa Meris. From this din, from Avuah de Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, you have a raya. From here we see Zoysa Meris. Here it said that Aniva Psula Betfilin. You should know, even though you're allowed to make a bow on Shabbos, but by making a bow, you're not making the mitzvah tefillin. The mitzvah tefillin says, Uksharatim. You have to make a kshira. It has to be a knot in your tefillin. A knot means a gzunta knot. Like we have our shel rush and the shel yad, we have a knot. That's the mitzvah tefillin. But stam to take the ritzuas on Shabbos and to make an anivon, to make a bow, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, if you find a tefillin that only has straps, doesn't have any knots, halacha is you're not allowed to wear it home now. Because lemaisa, you can't wear it. Because without a knot, that's not a maisa mitzvah. It's not called a tachshit then. It's not called an ornament to the body. It's not called bottle to the body. It's called a masli. So that's the reason why if you find a new pair without the knot, you can't wear them home. Because there's no way to make a knot on Shabbos, and a bow, you're not makarim the mitzvah sisters with a bow. So Abaye says no. Abaye Rama Rabbi Yehuda Latimer. Abaye wants to say maybe you have no rai here. Maybe with a bow you would be makarim mitzvah tefillin. Mitzvah tefillin, even though the Torah, the pasuk says uksharatem. Of Shira, you have to make a knot. Maybe your bow is also considered a knot. So, if a bow is considered a knot, that you make the mitzvah tefillin, so it's shver. Why, if you find a tefillin, why can't you make the bow on Shabbos? The Teretz says, Rabbi Yehuda the time, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own Shita. The Yomer of Yehuda Shita in Mesechta Shabbos is that Anivog Shira Mal Yusahi. That Rabbi Yehuda holds it's also to make a bow on Shabbos. By making a bow, that's also an issa d'oraisa. That's also considered a kshira mal yisum. So therefore, it could go l'shitasa. That's what's very good also. That Rabbi Yehuda holds for tefillin, it'd also be good a bow and an ivum. Because he holds even for Hilchos Shabbos, a bow is considered a real kshira. It's considered a real knot. So therefore, here you can't make the bow on Shabbos, because that's an issa d'oraisa making the bow. So therefore, you can't make the bow, so you can't be mekayim de mitzvah, you're not allowed to wear it home. The Yom Anivok Shira Mal Yisei. That's why, that's the shita. So if we're dying now, taima di anivok shirim al yasehi. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are you not allowed to make the bow now on Shabbos? Because by making a bow, you're being over one of the lama tes malachis, you're doing a maisek shira. Halav hochi, but if it wouldn't be for Shabbos, if it wouldn't be for lama tes malachis, onivlu. Out the mitzvah tefillin alone, maybe you would be allowed to make a bow. By making a bow, an aniva, an oniv, that's also considered the mitzvah ukshatim by tefillin. That's what Abaye wants to say. How could you say that? How could you say by just making a bow, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah? How could a bow have a kima mitzvah of tefillin? I've omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav Shmuel. The omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel. Omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, the son of Shmuel, bar Shelis, mishmei the Rav, said over the name of Rav, that kesher shel tefillin. The halacha is when you make a knot on the tefillin, whether it's on the shel rosh, or the shel yad, you should know halacha l'moshe m'sinayhu. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinayhu. It's a din midiraisa. Midiraisa, you have to make a knot in the tefillin. And what type of a knot does it have to be? V'yomer Rav Nachman, u'nevehem labar. That the nevehem means the oisiyos of the shin dalad yud have to be sticking out. On the outside, you have to see it. Like we have it. If you look in the back, the dalad, or we have some have like a mem, it's two dalads, but the dalad has to be sticking out in the back. That means if I look at your back, I see the dalad. The dalad looks at a person looking at you. Not that the dalad should be facing your hair, your head, but the dalad should be facing outside. So somebody looks at your back, looks at the knot of the tefillin, he sees the dalad. That's the way the halacha has to be. That the shin dalad yud, the oisiyos have to be on the outside. So who the kasher is, if you have to have like the shin or the dalad in the shel rosh, you have to have the dalad there, how could you make a bow? The chura only a knot makes a dalad, not a bow. And it's the Gemara Nechanami. The onev lu kain kshira. That wouldn't be so shver. The onev lu kain kshira. Did who? That they made the bow look just like a knot. So even with a bow alone, you can make it that the back of the shorosh looks like a dalad. So you'll have a keem of the lochel mashim sinai, that the back of the knot has to look like a dalad. Even if you make a bow, it's possible to make a bow also look like a dalad. That wouldn't be the bikashim. So therefore, al silchas tefillin, you would be allowed to make a bow. So the reason why the Mishnah says, new ones, you're not allowed to wear home, is because al silchas Shabbos, it's also to make a bow. Because if Yehuda goes with Shitosa, he holds, making a bow is an issur d'oraisa. Rashi says, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, heichu osoy, shedoyma l'dalet. That how you have to make the knot is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That it has to look like a dalet. Over tfiras osoy kimin shimin, shin. And when we tie the wraps, the strips around, the tzuas around, it looks like a shin. Or Ritsua Ketana Kabua Ben Varosha Kofa Vadoimul Yud Hare Shin Dalad Yud. That's how on the tefillin it looks like the shin, the dalad, and the yud. Because of the yud usually in the tefillin shel yad, when you have your knot that's sticking out of on right next to the batim, that looks like a yud. That little string that sticks out, that's the yud. So you have the shin. We make the shin on our hands, and the dalad is in the shel rosh. Is the kesher, or else the shin is on the tefillin also. On the shel rosh itself, you have the shin boilet sticking out of the ritzuas, of the bottom. It's on top of the tefillin shel rosh, on the two sides, you have a shin sticking out. So that's the shin, the dalet is in the knot of the shel rosh, and the yud, that's the extra little piece sticking out by the shel yad. Now these are halachas midiraisa, it's halach l'moshe m'sinai. So the kasha was, by making a bow, how do you have these? The Torah says, yes, even by making a bow, it's possible. Rashi Nevehim, Oise Heker, Oise Yes Labar, Luchutz, it has to be sticking outwards. Sheinam Kalfi Atfil, not inside. Ben Abatim, Elekineged Maris Ayin. Lefi Shinema Ben Vero, Tanya Blaza God, Loime Enel Tfilin Shel Rosh. So in other words, even the shin that's on the Tfilin Shel Rosh, the shin should not be inside the Tfilin between one bias and the other bias. But it's like we have an out tefillin. It's sticking out on the outside. If somebody looks at the tefillin, they can see the shin on the top of the shorosh. But the pasuk says, "V'ro kolam yoret." You're supposed to be able to see the tefillin. So the kasha was by a bow. How do you have it? The Torah says, "Yes, even by a bow, it's possible to make a bow also look like a dalet." So you can have a kisser, even the tefillin shorosh could also look like could also be kosher. can also look like a dalid, and therefore the only reason why it's no good, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds al Hilchas Shabbos, it's one of the lametes malachis. By making a bow, that's also an issue deraita. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you find a new pair of tefillin, there's no eitzah to wear at home, because you can't make the bow on Shabbos. That's an issue deraita.